broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
No, it's kind of a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Sometimes you get nervous if they get, like...
I'm gay myself, and I grew up in Pleasant Plains. And I know what it's like to...
For you, large man.
Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night till... Well, till the sun goes down. Well, actually, well past the sun going down. In fact, the sun's down when we come on the air here. Our website is philhendryshow.com. I don't know what I was saying there. Anyway, our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. So visit us. Watch our live streaming video. Look at the drama behind the scenes as well as the drama on the scene. And if you're lucky, you'll catch one of those nights where I'm going ballistic. And if you're lucky... Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. The creator of Mike and Molly calls the Marie Claire blogger hateful. We'll have Father James McCorders on the line with us here from Belmar Academy in just a moment to discuss the Mike and Molly situation. The whole controversy about, if there is a controversy, I never know whether these things are so manufactured. Do we really care if someone is overweight and they happen to be kissing another overweight person? Is this an issue, or did somebody from this magazine turn it into a phony baloney? Anyway, that'll be Father James McCorders on to talk about that with us. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, Dallas-Fort Worth, KFXR 1190 AM, and in Redding, California, KCNR 1460 AM. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show network. So, what have we got here? Mike and Molly... they're going to do an episode, as a matter of fact, folks, that has just been announced based upon this Marie Claire issue, and it will be revolving around, I guess, one of them canceling a subscription. After a controversial Marie Claire column was written about Mike and Molly, its creator vowed to incorporate the experience into a storyline on the CBS show. So Mark Roberts, who himself battled weight issues, told Fancast.com that Marie Claire blogger Maura Kelly's post seemed like something someone would say when they're really drunk at a party with their other hateful friends. Father James McCorders is with us. And Father McCorders, I know you've worked with overweight teens as well as being a member of the San Gabriel Valley Diversity Council. And weight issues are part of that, right?
They are part of it, Phil. Especially when you're talking about young people who have so many other issues, you know, that they have to deal with. And for a young person to not only be struggling with these issues of adolescence, whatever they may be, to also be struggling with their own physical analysis and weakness, whether it's a weight issue or other issues, it's terribly troubling. It's terribly debilitating, and we talk with them and try to find ways for them to cope with this, and as well as to interact with the rest of society in a positive way.
Now, let me play for you just, this is just a TV clip from the Mike and Molly show to give it our listeners and myself and yourself, Father, an idea what the show's like.
And for you, large man, one plain wiener, no bun, no sauerkraut, no chili, no mustard, no pickle, no cheese, no relish.
No tip, give it to me.
Excuse me to inquire, but this meager meal seems insufficient for a man of your tremendous girth.
Just trying to drop a couple of pounds.
May I suggest you move to my country where everyone is fashionably thin due to lack of food?
Well, there you go. That is from the Mike and Molly show. We have with us Father James McCorders. So the show's about a couple of overweight people who are in love. They show physical attraction to each other and physical affection. And it was the Maura Kelly column which said that we don't want to look at fat people that sparked this outrage and this backlash, and now I think that this writer has been forced to apologize, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's not my place, I don't think, to comment on whatever the policy was for her magazine. I'm not familiar with it. I will say that I heard her criticism. And I've also heard the criticism of others, as you have. But I think there are places and there are times for these criticisms. And this woman writing what she wrote, which was, I take it, a criticism of how disgusting, I guess, was the word she used. It is to see fat people kissing, if I'm not mistaken.
That's essentially it, Father, yeah.
This is not the time or the place to say this. I think it is probably a truism to say that there are very few of us that would disagree with that. I think it's a truism to say that there are very few of us that want to sit in a restaurant and look at two of these people that are of this physical size, of the physical shape that these people are in. No one really wants to look at two of those people kissing or doing the things that they do, but you can't say these things in public the way this woman did and hope for any sympathy at all.
Well, you work with overweight kids. Are you saying that it's disgusting to see overweight kids hugging each other, or?
Well, I'm saying that it, in the public arena, this writer is saying we don't want to see fat people hugging and kissing. Well, ladies, I don't think there's any doubt that she's right, but I don't think you say that in the way that she said it. Now, in working with overweight teens, and we have our dances, we have the dance for the teen. Some of these children who are not physically attractive, we have a dance for them. And we have areas of the dance floor at the regular dances, the regular teen dances we have for high school, that we hang some kind of a sheet or some kind of a barrier separation where these children can go and they can dance. Because we recognize that while these children are overweight and deserve to have a good life, no one wants to look at it and no one wants to see it. So that's what we do to try to make their lives better. But you don't come out in the open as this Kelly, and I believe it's
her name's Maura Kelly,
as this Maura Kelly woman did, and say, I'm disgusted by looking at fats, kissing and hugging and so forth. I don't think there's any doubt that you're going to find people disagreeing with that. But you don't ever make the issue in public where you denigrate people in public like that. And you segregate, for instance.
You are segregating the fat kids from the skinny kids at the dance? You think that's going to help them deal with their weight issues?
Well, I don't know, Bill. But you do have to create a comfortable atmosphere for both the skinny ones and the fat ones. I don't know. What helps them with their weight issues is to recognize one-on-one. And when we sit down with the kids, we say to them, well, now, you know, the first thing I want to say to you is, if you're hugging and kissing in public and you're dancing, you know it's going to disturb a great many people. And so we want you to be mindful of that. And then we can get to your weight issue. But before we get to your weight issue, we've got to draw some ground rules here, and we've got to make you aware of something. If you're out in the public and you're kissing and hugging and rubbing, you're going to make people sick. And you have to understand, no way, you can't do it. You know, you don't want these fat kids running the events for the skinny and the and we have to totally be honest with these big ones about the other people and their feelings around them. And I think you mentioned something like that once, Phil.
I did. Let me give her now. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. What did I say?
You told me that you had been on a Disney cruise with your wife and your children, and you saw two very big women dancing with a little skinny man.
I said I saw...
they were fat women, weren't they?
Well, they weren't obese.
No, but they were fat women. They were big women, weren't they?
They were big women, yeah.
And they had taken this small man, a skinny man, I think you said.
Well, he wasn't skinny. I mean, he was probably a fit guy. He was a little guy. I think he might have been the husband.
And did you see how you almost said wife? You see how it's an American...
No. I meant to say husband. He might have been...
But it's an emasculating thing to be a small, thin man and to be told to go out onto a dance floor. And I'll see you out there. And you know what's going to greet you when you get out there. And that's the big wife. And when you said that to me that night, Phil, my heart sunk for that man. And yet I knew that there was no way you could talk about it on the radio. Tonight, I think we had to come clean with it.
Well, I don't know that there's anything to come clean with. I said to you at that time when I was talking to you, I saw these two large women dancing. You know, it's a funny thing about the Disney crew. We took the kids on this cruise, and...
Well, I don't... If you could get to the essential, because I don't want people to lose interest if you're going to tell us your life story. If you can...
I'm not giving them my life story. I'm just saying when you go on something like a Disney cruise... And they have stuff for kids, and they have stuff for adults, and they have nightclubs on this ship for adults. So the reason why I'm saying all of this is I think that some people just loosen up a little bit, and these were two big, you know, women.
But they were fat women. You see how your instinct is healthy. Your instinct is to not say anything about it. Your instinct is to keep your mouth shut and to not say, these two fat women made me sick to look at. And
well, they did not make me sick to look at.
No, you are not going to say that. But for the fact that you said you saw them dancing with a little skinny man, a little tiny man, and a man perhaps with no future, perhaps no past. He might have been married to one of the women. He might have not have been married. I don't know. A little tiny man. A little man who might have made a big life for himself. And now the man has been taken out of the dance floor by a big woman. What future does a little man have?
All I'm saying is I think that he probably was the husband of one of these ladies, and it was amusing to me. It wasn't sickening. It wasn't any of those things. It was amusing to me, Father, to see this little guy dancing with these two big women. It made me laugh, but I was not sickened by that, okay?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, the obese children that we work with, I counsel them, and I think they appreciate my honesty with them when we're in private. I tell them they're fat, that they make people physically ill when they show any sort of affection in public. But these fat kids say, thank you for the honesty, Father. And I think it gives them the motivation. But you don't come out in public and say, I went on a Disney cruise, I saw a little tiny man. He went out of the dance floor with two big women. And the next thing I saw was a little man, he was squished between the two fat, you know. You didn't. I know you didn't.
I wouldn't say that because that didn't happen.
But that's the instinct.
No, I don't think so. Well, let me tell you, our 877-876-PHIL, Father James McQuarters has joined us. The instinct to say that looking at fat people having affection for each other does make us ill. Most of us don't say it in public. What Maura Kelly said in her blog, according to Father McQuarters, is pretty much how people feel. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So does watching large people have affection for each other make you sick? Is Father McQuarters reflecting a view that's held by a lot of people, or is he a little bit off base on this thing? We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about Mike and Molly and Maura Kelly.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back, 877-876-PHIL, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy joining us. The Mike and Molly episode, well, not the Mike and Molly episode, the Mike and Molly show, was the subject of a column by Maura Kelly in this Marie Claire website magazine. In it, she said that she'd received a lot of complaints and that CBS had received a lot of complaints about looking at fat people on TV, kissing, hugging, having physical affection, and that she herself found it gross. Joining me is Father James McQuarters. You don't necessarily disagree yourself. You're saying that it was going public with it.
Well, you don't go public with something like that. The essential point that must be made is that I don't think Maura Kelly needs to remind anyone She certainly doesn't need to remind the people at CBS. And she doesn't need to remind myself. She doesn't need to remind you. Nor really doesn't need to remind the people that read her column. That when we see someone that's overweight, or we see people, these unfortunate people that are battling this weight problem, or like the ladies that you saw on the ship that night, well, these women were dancing with a little skinny man, a little man. And you can well imagine the debilitation, psychological debilitation, of being a little skinny man with a wife that's a big, fat... I don't know what else to say. What does that do to a man? But you don't go public with it. You don't say it. You don't, as they say now, what's the word they use? The kids say, you don't put it on blast.
You don't put it on blast.
Right, you don't put it on blast. And that's exactly what this Maura Kelly did. And when she did that, she rolled back decades of progress we've made in trying to get these overweight people to understand that while we recognize they've got a right to eat, if they want to eat, they can eat themselves to death if they want to, watch them eat, and then put down a piece of food, put down a greasy turkey leg, and then immediately with the same lips, glistening with grease, planting them on the lips of a loved one. Oh my God! Oh, my God!
Are you being overly dramatic?
No, you can ask your audience. I get the mail, too.
But are you being overly dramatic? And isn't it insulting? I mean,
I don't want to talk about this, Phil. That Maura Kelly woman forced us to talk about it. That's the problem. I didn't want to talk about this any more than you did. But this woman put it public, and now we have to discuss it public.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to phone calls here tonight. We have Leanne on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Leanne. You're on with Father James McCorders.
Father James McCorders, my name is Leanne Mills, and I am a Catholic girl. How dare you ever say that children should be segregated from one another because they are overweight?
You
need to go back to your Bible,
dancing together.
You need to read your tenement again. You are in no position to judge anyone.
You're overweight, aren't you? Children. Yes, she
they
is.
deserve to be loved.
I agree with you. But why would you hide behind the child when the weight issue is your own?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, why would you hide behind the child when the weight issue is your own?
Are you telling me I have a 14-year-old son? My son
yes.
stands 6 feet, 2.5 inches tall. He weighs 256 pounds and wears a size 14.
Oh, God have mercy.
Excuse me?
I said, God have mercy on that child at 6'2", 280 pounds, and he's 10? How old did you say it was, 10 or 11?
My son is 14 years old.
And he's 6'2", 280. I don't know how you're doing the boy a favor. I don't know how you're doing the boy a favor by saying to him, you go right ahead and eat something that's greasy
my
or what have you.
My son is 6'2", and he weighs 256.
Is he eating grease?
Did I give him grease? What? No, I breastfed, Father.
What's that?
I breastfed my son. He's healthy. Check your age bracket and check your
documentation. What's that got to do with... What
no,
has that got to do?
My son does not eat grease. My son
plays you're breastfeeding.
Football.
At the age of 14, you're breastfeeding him?
No, my son plays
That's
football.
Exactly. At the age of 14, you said you breastfed him?
She said she breastfed him as an infant.
All right.
I didn't breastfeed him now. That would be disgusting.
Absolutely. There's no question about well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be honest with me.
Sure.
How big are you? Let's talk. Let's talk turkey.
Okay.
How big are you?
I'm sorry. I'm driving,
How big are you? How tall are you and how heavy are you?
Okay. I'm 5'7", and what I weigh is none of your business.
Okay,
I'm married.
That means you're pushing 300.
No, I'm
and
not
this is why.
And how dare you make those kind of assumptions? And
why couldn't I? Your son is 6'2", 300, or whatever you said. Why wouldn't I assume that you're hefty as well? And what I'm trying to say, I never told Maura Kelly to write that column. I did not want her to write that column. She wrote the column. Now I have to talk to people, and I have to say to the young ones.
How tall are you?
How tall am I?
How tall are you?
5'5".
You're 5'5" tall. So my son, at 6'2" tall, at age 14.
Right. It's a freak.
Phil Hendry.
Boy.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. It's the number to the Phil Hendry Show every night here from, well, from 10 to 1 on the Pacific Coast, 1 to 4 on the East Coast. We have Father James McCorders joining us because of this column that Maura Kelly wrote in Marie Claire, which is a website, a magazine website, saying that watching The Mike and Molly Show was gross. Watching overweight people have affection for each other is gross. Watching overweight people dancing, having affectionate moments, having physically affectionate moments is gross and is disturbing. Father McCorders, you work with overweight kids. You work with the San Gabriel Valley Diversity Council. You've said on the show, you don't much disagree with that.
Well, I'm not here to cause the disturbance. I heard the last lady, and I want you to be very much assured that when I say I agree with that, I don't agree with it with enthusiasm. I'm not agreeing with it with an enthusiastic voice. I'm saying that what the young lady wrote in her column is not too far from what the reality is in our country today. In working with the young people who are overweight, and in working with these young people with physical exercise, I've taken a page from something that I'm known for in in our clerical work and in the parish, in working with children. They have often called me the Jesus of the overweight children. I don't compare myself to Jesus, but in many ways, my path in trying to get these fat kids to get out and move their bodies is almost, I feel as if I know what Jesus went through going up to Mount Calvary, falling and having his face wiped, and Simon and so forth, and being beaten. I feel as our Lord did. And so what I did in one of the exercise classes is brought in a fairly substantial cross, like the kind that the Romans might have used. And we had this hewn from a very heavy and dense wood. And had the children, had some of these fat, one of these fat kids do a squats and leg lifts, you know, or put his feet under to do some crunches. And
you had a what? A cross? Like a crucifix?
Yes, this was a big cross that we had, as if it was the one they used on our Lord.
And you had the kids doing what? Deep knee bends? That's very heavy. And what's the point of the cross?
It was to get them to identify with what the rest of us who don't have this fat, the fat hanging, what we have to deal with, what our lives are like in remaining silent as they, all right, as they kiss and rub each other. It's for me.
Kissing and rubbing. You're talking about kids.
Well, but when they become adults. But I never wanted to talk about this publicly if it wasn't for that woman in that magazine who decided she was such a lousy writer. But she decided to write a column about this, and now she's got everyone talking about it. You know and I know, people that don't have this kind of weight problem, we never would have opened our mouths.
Well, now that you are opening your mouth, you say that you have the kids doing deep knee bends with a crucifix. Because you want them to know what the rest of us go through, having to watch them kiss each other. Not what Jesus went through, but...
Yes, Jesus, too. That goes on that saying. If I say this is what Jesus went through, they'll go, yeah. But if I say to them, this is what you're putting me through, me, Father James McCartney, that's a whole different... That's a cat that's different. It's different from a horse. The horse that's a different from a cat, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. I have Dave. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Father James Recorders.
Father, how are you this evening? Good morning.
Yes, sir. I'm very good. Thank you.
Of course, I want to say, Father, God bless you, because you really need to be blessed right now, because you are so off base. You have no clue. You know, I kind of changed a little bit of what I was going to say, because now you're talking about you have your overweight, and I'm not going to use the word fat because it's demeaning. You have your overweight kids in class using a crucifix to exercise with? An oversized...
They're using it as a barbell, as you'd use a barbell. And you're doing
they're
these deep bends
okay.
as if it was a barbell across the shoulder.
You have zero credibility right now. You realize that? Do you realize that women in America right now, the perfect size is not perfect, the size zero anymore? Do you realize that?
Zero credibility. When I say that there are, everyone in this country is uncomfortable.
No,
when
don't ride the fence.
How am I riding the fence when I say that all people are uncomfortable when they see fat people kissing? You're riding the fence because you want to appear as if you're an understanding man, and you know and I know that you're not. Are you?
I'm a very understanding.
You're not an understanding.
Man.
No, you're not an understanding man. You also suffer the sin of ego as you sit there and judge others. I'm telling you that as human beings, of course not. I am telling you that all of us, as human beings, you're hiding behind the fact that you've judged me multiple times since you came on this program. You're hiding behind the fact that your ego does not allow you to admit that you're a judgmental man and that you're a man of weakness. And you hide
behind that. Really? I am a strong, Christian, God-fearing man, and you are the one
that... No strong Christian, God-fearing man says that he's a Christian, God-fearing man. He lets his actions speak. He does not have to advertise as if in a billboard. And yet you do. And I'm glad I'm laying some truth on you. That's the same thing as saying, you got me, Father. I'm yours.
You're a sad, sad man.
You haven't told me why. All you've done is call me names. Where is he? Is he gone?
I guess he's gone. 877.
Look what I did. See what I did with that Bible banger? Oh, man.
Whoa. What do you mean with a Bible banger?
Well, you know the guy's probably from a Foursquare somewhere other. But let me tell you.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
What it means is I made short work of him. I coming in here trying to tell a Catholic priest where... Woo! Oh, man. I love it. I love it so.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another phone call. And it is Andrew. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Andrew.
Hi. I just wanted to comment to the father here about not segregating fat kids from thin kids, because that's just going to leave them open to not being able to handle, dealing with persecution when they get older. You know what I mean? Like they're not going to know how to...
What you have to do is you have to show the children that this is their plight in life until such time as they can lose this weight. This lady wrote this call and said we don't want to see these people making love to each other. How many pornographic movies are sold of fat people? I don't know. I don't watch that.
What does that have to do with anything, sir?
For a fat man making love to a fat lady?
Yeah.
Does that have to do with anything? Yeah, the man's right.
What does it have to do with anything? What was the column about? The column was about the fat people showing affection and nobody wants to see it.
Well, she wasn't talking about porn. She was talking about, fat people kissing each other.
Right, and all these people agreed with her.
Well, they did agree with her, and then you said because she went public, everybody started jumping down her throat.
Exactly. She should have kept her mouth shut.
I think the father here has more of a problem with fat people than the lady who wrote the column, because he's trying to segregate them from the whole country.
You're
making two different types of people now. You got, there's fat, you got your fat sheep, and now you got your thin sheep. Oh, we got to keep the fat sheep away from the thin sheep because the thin sheep get disgusted by them. Who's saying they're disgusted by them? You're saying you're disgusted by them.
I got a fat dad, a fat mom, and fat brothers.
And you're fat.
I love
and you're
them.
Fat.
I love them with all of my heart. And
how big are you?
Kiss anybody. You know?
No, but you got a thing about, you do have a thing about sheep. Because like five times you said sheep, 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 sheep. What's that? You see, we do reveal a little of ourselves the more we go blah, 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 blah. And you were running it.
Wait a minute. He's talking about sheep as in the flock.
Well, I noticed he didn't tell me how big he is.
I figured, you know, I'd use a term that a Catholic priest might
you?
Be able to understand.
How big are you?
But I guess I was a little, you know, too sophisticated
we don't use
for
that
you.
Term.
Your mind's off.
We don't use that term. Sophisticated? No, we don't use that term anymore because we have cities now, not farms.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
But I can tell you this. As long as you're making fun of fat people behind their back, that's where it needs to stay. That's what I said. And because I said don't go public with it, everybody's jumping down my throat.
Well, maybe not everybody feels the way that you feel.
Everyone feels the way. Don't worry about it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Becky. Becky in Kennewick, Washington. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Becky, go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. I want to make the point that this priest, I don't feel he should be anywhere near children. You take children in their most vulnerable time, especially when they're becoming teenagers, and then you tell them that they have to be separated, that they have to be hidden because they look different.
I just tell
different.
Them, go to behind the sheet. There's a sheet that divides the dance floor.
You know, that's... you shouldn't be around children. You should not be anywhere near children.
This is just telling them to go and dance in this area here. I'm not saying I want to go over and molest them. I don't care.
You're hurting them much more. You're hurting them psychologically.
Well, how do you
you're
know I'm hurting them and I'm not just
not,
hurting you?
They're not good enough to be seen in public, that we have to hide you. And you know,
well, that's what we all think.
Isn't that what we all think?
Becky,
it's
I know
too
that when
bad
you're a teenager,
God
and I want to remind you when you were a kid.
Different. And, you know, you can say whatever you want to say, but here's the bottom
I'm
line.
I'm simply saying, am I
you
reminding you of a time when you were a young lady and you were big?
You do. You hurt children.
You don't know that
and
because you're not young
not
enough.
Not right. I don't care who you are. That's not right.
I'm a priest. I happen to be a priest, and you've got to watch it.
I don't care what you're a
Phil,
priest.
She's going way over the line now, Phil.
What do you mean?
She's giving me a hard time.
I don't care
priest.
If you're a priest. I left the Catholic Church
You don't
Church
care
years
if I'm a priest?
Ago.
Are you Catholic?
You know what? You're a priest, but you don't act like
a priest. Are you a Catholic, and you're talking to me like that?
I am a Catholic. I was baptized a Catholic.
Oh, yeah. It's on now.
It doesn't matter what
When I work with those children, I have those children exercise.
You
do you take them out to exercise? Do you try to get the fat off their ass? No, you don't.
They're not as good as other children.
I'm having them doing deep knee bends with a crucifix. I'm having them exercise. I'm having them exercise.
That's right. Yeah, let's have them do push-ups under the crucifix, because that's really going to help their ego. That's going to just do wonders.
I'm not interested in their ego right now. I'm interested in getting the fat off their, excuse my language, ass.
Really? Because you're a sanctifier?
Let me ask you.
Because
everyone
you
is, including you. Becky,
that are children,
no.
That are different.
Because people weren't honest enough with you as a child to say to you, Becky, you're a poor, you're a fat kid.
You have no idea what I was like as a child, and you're diverting the argument.
No, but you were a fat kid, right?
The thing is.
You were.
It doesn't matter what I was. Again, you're diverting
you
the argument.
But you were big.
You're trying
were you
to
big?
Take it off of what
but
you're
you
doing
had
to
big,
children.
You had big legs. You had big, thick legs, right? Of course you did.
Doesn't matter.
Well, you forget about what the lady had. We're talking about the kids, and this is what's been the point here. Now, you're saying that the kids are doing deep knee... And what about this thing where you... imagine yourself as Jesus?
All right, Phil, don't make a big deal out of that. I said that as I work with the overly fat children, sometimes I think I feel like Jesus stumbling, going up the hill.
You know,
because
I think
it's a hard
Jesus
job.
Accepted everybody for just what they were. I don't know. Maybe I'm
not
wrong.
Really.
That's what I was
Yeah, you're
Well, no, he didn't. He didn't accept them for all who they were.
Oh,
he,
really?
He did not. Were any of the apostles fat? No, they weren't.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
They were not. There's no way they could have been fat.
Why?
What?
Why? How do you know?
First of all, how far did Jesus preach? He preached across the countryside. He preached in every hamlet, every town. Are you trying to tell me that they're covering 30, 40 square miles, and he's got a fat slob bringing up the rear? I don't think so.
How do you know he didn't?
Wait a minute. How does a fat man cover all that territory and stay fat? Yeah.
I don't know, but you know what?
Well, I do. I do.
Well, what if it was a miracle?
What do you mean a miracle? What's that supposed to mean? He miracled his ass all the way?
You know, Father, your language, too, is a little...
Let's not get off the point. If Jesus is humping it over a 50-square-mile radius, he ain't got no fat man.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
And I'll go back to the original point, which is you don't need to be around children.
Why? Because I made sense? Because I said that there's no way a fat
boy...
Because you're segregating the children, and you're saying, you fat kids behind this sheet... What do you mean a sheet?
Well, that's all we had. And I just said, you got to get back there. Because, as you know,
maybe
it upsets the parents of the skinny kids.
And just lock them
and just have a complete... Listen, Becky, thank you very much for your call. A world-famous Phil Hendry show. We have heard some pretty strange stuff tonight. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Father James McCorder's on our show. We'll be back in the world-famous Phil Hendry show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry show.
50 square miles. There's no way.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our program this evening with Father James McCorder is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You can also watch us online, live streaming video and audio right now at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Father, I know you have a Bible verse, but let me just say this. The points of view that you have been presenting here this evening essentially boil down to one thing, that Maura Kelly, the woman who was complaining about seeing Mike and Molly kissing on TV, the two overweight people, she's right, and that everybody feels that way, and the only mistake she made was going public with it. And so this sense that looking at fat people having affection for each other is disgusting is actually true. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I've been trying for a solid hour to say that. I've been trying for a solid hour to say, yes, of course, that's how we feel, and we have to do something. Well, let me say that the Bible in Corinthians becomes clear that God doesn't want, he doesn't want us to be overweight or large or fat. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You're not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. You're not your own. You're bought with a price, you see. And that's to say that we belong to God. And if we belong to God, we're going to do the best we can at terrifying the temple. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, there's another beautiful phrase. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yield seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every seed in every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And so we read that Bible passage, and we think in all of our selfishness and our greed, it gives us permission to shovel it in, to eat everything we see, to suck down. And
you're saying that now people are taking from the Bible an excuse to be fat.
Absolutely. If you read that phrase, God gave us the sweet fruit in the... Oh, you can just taste it, can't you? Because that's how well God wrote. And so... I must say to you, I love these children that people are talking about. The lady, she said her son. But I have to be honest, he's morbidly obese, a lot of these children. God help us all. If some child like that big kid, you know the one?
The big kid.
The big kid, the lady that...
Oh, the lady was talking about her big son?
Right, right. If you take a big kid and you marry him to some big girl... that's where you get a big, you get another big one. And
what are you giving me, Jimmy the Greek here, man? We're talking about...
Well, no, man. I'm not man.
Doing, that's what you're doing.
It's obvious, Phil, I think, to anyone. I'm a priest. And
just because you're a priest, as we found out to our detriment, doesn't mean you know anything.
Oh, I get it. So I'm one of those guys who likes to fool around with the little kids. Is that it? Huh? Huh? Is that what you're saying? And like to touch little Susie? Well, I'm not. And
I didn't say that, but I'm saying just because you're a priest doesn't mean you know anything about life. Maybe you got your nose too far in a Bible.
When you, the lady's big kid is what we're talking about.
That's who you're bringing up.
All right. You take a big guy and put it together with a big woman and you get that big kid.
Yeah, you're doing Jimmy the Greek, okay?
I'm doing Jimmy the Greek. You've got a lot of nerve, you know that?
Father, next time, okay?
Maybe there will...
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Next time.
Phil Henry.